This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
The Trevor Project has released new data that examines resilience and mental health among LGBTQ youth. Joining us to share more is Jonah Deschamps, research scientist at the Trevor Project. Thanks for joining us again and being back.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we love having you all on, but there's been a lot of studies we've had to report on that have been pretty bleak, to say the least. But this seems to be a bit different. What was the approach to this one?
Yeah, so you're right. This is a little bit different than our typical data, which is usually describing risk. And this time we are talking about resilience. Specifically, in our national survey, we included a scale called the Brief Resilience Scale, which measures, the authors of the scale call it sort of bounce backness, or someone's capacity to recover after a challenging situation or event. So we asked young people to sort of report how they felt about their own personal sense of resilience, and then we compared different scores based on whether they had high resilience, medium resilience, or low resilience, and we had some pretty heartening and exciting findings about how LGBTQ young people with high resilience levels report lower rates of anxiety, depression, considering suicide, and attempting suicide in the past year. So pretty exciting positive findings here.
Yeah, I always look at resilience from two sides. I think it's a beautiful thing to know that that passion is there and the fight will continue. But I also think of resilience as being robbed of innocence, especially when it comes to LGBTQ youth, having to deal with things that we shouldn't have to be dealing with. And so I wonder, how does that, and for that side of things, and looking at it through that lens of these queer kids inherently kind of being robbed of their innocence and just being children because they have to now step up to the plate to be resilient, to fight through the kind of mental health and the queer challenges that are happening in this country right now?
That's a really great question. Thanks so much for bringing that up. Yes, this concept of resilience is complicated, right? Both in our lives and in the scientific and psychological literature. So you're talking about it, right? Like this, this study seeks to really think about, you know, again, like how does one bounce back? But you only have the opportunity to bounce back if you've experienced something challenging, right? And it would actually be maybe better for your growth or development if you hadn't had to deal with those challenges in the first place, right? And that's a critique we'll certainly see when we're talking about LGBTQ youth, just like you mentioned. Also, when we're talking about young people of color, young people with disabilities, young people from lower socioeconomic backgrounds with less access to economic resources, those are all young people who we tend to say, you know, we tend to try and measure resilience, but they are actually being forced to develop resilience because they are struggling to navigate a world that's not built for them.
Yeah.
So in the study, we were really focusing more on sort of the psychological concept of resilience. So it is this sort of, you might also call it grit, right? That's another concept that's gotten a lot of attention in the last couple of years, which again, it's a thing. As humans, you know, even the most privileged folks have challenging circumstances in their life and they have to learn how to come back from them. But folks with more marginalization encounter more challenges. I think when we think about the implications, there's certainly the implication to help young people develop more resilience, and that's important and a skill that folks need. But then there's another implication that we actually need to change society, right? And we actually need to the amount of challenges and obstacles that are in young people's ways. And for LGBTQ young people, that means having a less homophobic, transphobic, biphobic, a less racist, a less ableist society in all sorts of different ways, and helping LGBTQ young people feel supported and affirmed both in their LGBTQ identity and all their other identities.
And now, now that we know this research and this data, what happens from there? And I know usually Trevor Project is doing this to shift some sort of policy or enable some sort of action. What's the hope?
Yeah, our goal is to share this with our partners. We have a small but mighty advocacy team here at the Trevor Project who works with state and local partners to try and talk to decision makers, policymakers. As I'm sure y'all know, this has been one of the hardest years for anti-LGBTQ and anti-trans and non-binary legislation, particularly for young people. A lot of their rights are under attack. And so trying to share this data and all of our other studies with lawmakers who are making those kinds of decisions, trying to show, you know, look, when LGBTQ young people are supported and affirmed, they thrive. Yeah. When they are attacked and discriminated against or otherwise marginalized, they struggle, and that shows up in their mental health. So continuing to tell this message wherever we can to folks who are making these important decisions in young people's lives.
I'm just happy that the youth from this, you know, is feeling like they're feeling like they still have the energy to hold on to all of this. I mean, to like the energy to move forwards and the energy to fight. And I think that's so beautiful to witness. And it really feels like we're in good hands, you know?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah.
So thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That was Jonah DeChance, research scientist at the Trevor Project. Check them out, thetrevorproject.org, an amazing organization to support, or, of course, if you need support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.